Every bar in the world serves beer and liquor. For poorhouse manager Skip Bell, the secret sauce that makes a bar a hangout is the people who drink there. And to get that, the place has to have a good vibe.
I've been in the bar business, restaurant business, basically all of my life. I had a bar in Chicago in 1965, and this is, for me, the epitome of all the great places that I've worked at. It's a local hometown bar, saloon. It's just a comfortable place to be.
Bell opened the Poorhouse 29 years ago, and perhaps to allow him to be even more comfortable in the tavern he created, he sold it to a couple of local ranchers in 2005 with the proviso that he be named manager. Bell looks right at home and is as easygoing as he looks in shorts and Hawaiian shirt. It's almost inevitable to make an analogy to the bar in Cheers, but it fits the Poorhouse like water does scotch.
I do know a great majority of my customers by name. I know what they do, what their kids do. I've got people coming in here now who were 6 and 7 years old when I opened it, and now they're bringing their kids in. It's that kind of a place. It's a good local hangout.
Among those who have been tipping a glass for years at the Poorhouse are Western and rodeo photographer Roberta McGowan and her husband. McGowan, a photojournalist from New Jersey, moved to Missouri Heights 15 years ago and found her way to Carbondale's Main Street and into the Poorhouse soon after. A couple years ago, she set upon the idea of a book about the bar. She pitched the idea to Skip Bell. He agreed and became the editor.
From a photographic standpoint, I just knew I wanted to document the people, the feeling, trying to capture the feeling of this place because it is so special.
McGowan spent a year photographing the bar and its denizens, and now the book is a reality. This evening, McGowan and Bell will be signing copies of The Poorhouse, a Colorado Saloon. The book is a blend of anecdotes and McGowan's black and white photographs.
Black and white, and it just fit. I say that because when I do photography, the image tells me what it's going to be, whether it's going to be color, whether it's going to be on canvas, or whether it's going to be black and white. You look at the image and you communicate. You know, and black and white just seemed appropriate, not sepia. Sepia can get very soft, and I wanted some strength. This is the West, and people are strong here, and they're independent, and I didn't want it to be just pretty pictures.
The resulting photos are mostly of the people she has seen at the bar. There is one straight-on portrait of Bell standing behind the old wood bar, framed by bottles. He appears just about to ask, "What'll it be?" For publication purposes, McGowan got each of her subjects to sign a release form. This can sometimes be tricky for photographers shooting in public settings. Not so, apparently, at the Poorhouse.
Oh, it's easier when they're having a beer.
Across the West, says McGowan, are many local hangout saloons where the faces in her book probably look equally happy and at ease. She's considering the idea of documenting more of these bars in the future. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Roger Adams.